Alright, it's called Furious Interiors. The job is still over on biography aside, pleasing hours still a job to do. Semper Fidelis, homicidal crushes, cold steel and real life burgeoning together. Platinum wars, one step at a time. Morning weather falls, burning roses. Pass muster, lessened, hitting home finally. Pennies dropping into National Cup. Hell's bespoke angel counts the change in one's life, a price paid in full. Lonely sea and sky after rainfall. Homicidal intent brushes clean away. Catching dreams where inquired. Prologue where required, cash on delivery. Resurrection in black, exercises in the wild. Exhausted by indolence, a trophy sealed. Trips to the real world do no harm. Sweet tasting apostasies shadow the mind. Falling away from decorum. Multiple lives on solitary heart. Monarch of speed, closing in on the edge. Road to bloodbath, not your problem. Anymore, you bless what's coming to you. Haunting once more, your likeness is boss. Thanks.
Patricia, ni doyle am gwyn chi ddyn eile yn listen, so, is ni eif outside, Patricia?
Okay, but there's more people on the list, so I'll just go through it. O'Crowley. You've been on the Kiernan. Oh, sorry. Who's on to? Maher, Mother, for the current traveling woman. Welcome to the traveling woman. Vetru, rain lighter, early to own this in the Minuka. Typed on the letter from the new prison. Golden biscuits, I was paid 10 minutes, sufficient to turn 10. Golden biscuits and sweet tea in the dry, warm kitchen. In the land, in my childhood, everywhere I know, on the land of snow, some hospital Sarah, in the free hospital down at Redmond Street. If I knock down the water, wait for my mother. So I'm missing the feet to be home again. Goodbye to her living teeth. Feeling breath, under the tricolor, feeling ash, chimney.
This poem is in response to a drawing, and a drawing was in response to another poem. Trasna and Montan, after Demiurge by Michal Fanning, 1954-2010. And drawing Trasna and Montan by Jean Flecoury. Your symbol for humanity, the skeleton, cheerfully yonks a boggy land, lifting one stone on top of another to make a wall, locked in repetition, each one unique. Your charcoal strokes life into its bones.
You've talked about her much, so would you like to?
No, you're fine.
And I should have just said so because you've very little time to keep just as it has been done, just keep it short, people.
Not really short.
Oh, yeah,
it's quite long, but it's short. Okay, this is called The Simple Pleasure of Warm, Dry Hands. With so much gathered in life, you can easily miss the crap piling up. Medication and presses, outdated like the fabric in cheap plastic drawers you bought for a project you would never begin. All those bits you hoard shows who you are. The artistic intent that bought you a camera, or the website design guide for the page you plan to make to tell the world your art, your business ambitions. And the books and stacks, both Kafka and Crichton, you didn't finish either. Couldn't even start to Crichton. The cheap record player looted from an aunt gone modern with CDs and MP3s, and the box of tools your father said you'd need. The box of pens you know you need. And a tub of coins from experience abroad that's probably worth as much as all your bits. So if you're going to collect, you want to be sure your accumulated stuff will tell your story. Tell who you are, that this crap is your crap, and will be your crap. Till death or finance calls for... Till death or finance calls for more. Or God forbid you have a child who takes the spare room. But no kids for you, because you would collect vintage hand dryers, mechanical engines that roar your presence in the bathrooms you feared as a shy interloper, afraid you'd be seen or heard, afraid you'd scare or face a cry of forced intrusion, a transgender woman in the wrong place, and all the stuff you won't never tell, how you now stand in front of the Dyson Wave 2000, screaming furious air that dries and warms your frozen hands, your fear now gone, knowing you've collected strength enough to have no fear that your life cannot be told. Thanks.
I really want to be our five-word challenge champion of the night, so will you come over to me to get those books to go on it. Come on it. Jamie Sparks, an amazing name, okay.
This is pretty short, but the fun thing to know about it is that it was originally written on a 24-hour chemistry seat at 4:30 this morning. It's called Sick Day. Juice bumps make lumps of the pores on my skin. The chills take over me, make my head spin, and there it is. I'm sick yet again. This makes thrice in not quite as many months, and there's no vice to make me the chump of my own body. Not smokes, not drugs, not even drink. I think I must have just lost some sort of lottery, these tottery walk, fever shake days, my prize for drawing the short stick, ever sick, unimmunized body. 3. Stuck in a Sudafed throat spray haze. I don't like taking sick days, not when it takes employers, families, friends, seconds to phase you out, but months to phase back in again. It's been years since the pneumonitic phlegm of my lungs left my lungs, left its loud, rung, hacking cough hung on the slump of my stoop. My sickly droop, now fixed for good. It's been years since I stood tall, since I withstood what weather any healthy person should. I don't take sick days anymore. Hacking cough, tonsillitis, migraines, colds, and more have a home beneath my desk, on the pitch, and on the track, kept quiet in my chest. They're held there now. No more pills or spray to clear my throat. No more antiseptic moat between me and clarity. No more caffeinated lifeboats needed to tug me back to the verity of my dedicated medical heresy. No more sick days. Now I can hear. Now I can see.
I think I was published my very first poem. It was called Sean O'Riordan's Photograph. This is a translation I made of O'Riordan. I don't think it's a typographer. I wrote a perfect poem last night, using similes and metaphors from heaven, and all other poem things poets need, things even and uneven, a prayer written that brought me light. Next morning I sat down again to think another poem that would seem as well, using myth and mood and near rhyme and rhyme, nothing gelled. The paper refused ink and was a failure, therefore a sin. My perfect prayer then bid me adieu and left me with my sin to rue. Thanks.
Thank you.
sea was always the same colour. It came again and again against the rocks, invading crevices and corners. The sea foam atop the sea moved like bellowing snow winds as the sea cleansed and cradled the rock. Never tired, always searching, the sea moves in packs of waves, taking its fill of the beach. The beach is powerless to the sea. It is forced to welcome it, and so it welcomes it softly. The sea keeps its own time, moves in every direction, filling space as it leaves it. The sea picks up and drops things. The sea breathes shell and sand and stones and coral, material waste, fish and weed and plankton and plant. The sea breathes creature. The sea is always the same color. It is only the light that changes. What color is the sea?
Come here, Mars, if you're on. I believe Mike's greeting's back in her street. Okay. So we finish up with Mike. No? I don't know where he went. El Berni is un carnal y va un balalat y va un balalat. Mae'n rhaid i am ymwneud â'r peiri, ac yn mysio fi'n chwlta, ac yn ddeg gan y fosta, ac yn ddeg cosola can y pig biog i'n satin o'n sbeirin biog, brath, ac yn mysio fi fo'n mys. Ac yn ddeg chyd ochyll, ac yn ddeg ar mae llawn yn fwyli, cosola dion ti biog i'n blwta. That's my broken Irish.